And welcome to the Tommy Divine podcast. It is March 11th. It's the 10th, excuse me. It's the 10th. I haven't done a podcast in a month. It's been a while. But you know what is happening right now? We are finally in March. It's finally March. And hopefully this time I say it, we won't be going into a pandemic and a shutdown. But guess who I have on the line from Bloomington, Indiana? One of my favorite guests. He occurs here, and he almost lives here. He's on this podcast all the time. It's Patrick Feltz. Pat, how are you doing, my friend?
Tommy, I'm doing great. You know, last podcast I did the RJM podcast with our good friend Reed Murray about a week or two ago. And I said the same thing. I'm like, might as well be the RJM and PJF podcast because I'm almost as frequent as you are on this show. And I said the same thing to Reed, saying it to you. It's good to be here, though. The 1 year anniversary of COVID-19, a year ago, the world shut down, the world stood still. And then Tom Brady signed to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It wasn't even the weirdest thing to happen that month.
Yeah, man. So year ago, we were getting ready for March Madness. I was getting ready for conference tournaments to start. Rudy Gobert touches some microphones and this thing called the coronavirus. We thought it was just from Australia. We thought it was kind of like a funny thing Trump was talking about. And a year ago, it's like a completely different thing now, social distance and, all these other terms are now in our vocabulary. And we're sitting here now with the 2021 NCAA tournament about to come to a head. And it's been a year since that. I can't believe it has been a full year since we've sat here and talked about coronavirus, sports shutting down. It's gone by so quick, to me at least.
Yeah, it feels like it's been like a week, and it feels like it's been 10 years simultaneously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And, we got in here. We were kind of like, what is ESPN going to do? How is this going to work? What's going to happen? Is life going to ever be the same again? And I don't know about you, but sitting here a year later, I did not think it would last a year. I thought the coronavirus would come and go. I didn't think it'd be this long of a thing. And, it'll continue to go. But boy, when I thought, 30 days or more when the league shut down, I was like, oh, they'll get this thing going. Yeah, we'll be fine, and it just kept going and going and going and kind of never stopped. And it still hasn't. So, but now I feel like we're in a better phase right now. We got vaccines out to people and we're on the better path of this. And hopefully, we were in the valley of darkness and now we are coming out of it. I hope in some form of positive rate. What were you doing last year at this time? I mean, you're ready to go to IU. You're ready to go to Bloomington pretty much.
Yeah. 1 year ago, I was actually on my senior class retreat. I did that. So I was in there when the world was ending basically. And yeah, things started shutting down. I remember my first reaction to like March Madness being closed and my school being closed, my high school being shut down. I was like, all right, well, I'll see everybody in May. Yeah, that didn't happen. Remember when the NCAA tournament got canceled, I was like, why can't they just play it in May? Why not May, man?
Yeah,
and then May comes and we are pretty much still locked into our houses. So, I didn't think it would be as long as it's been. It has been a year and we're finally kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I think we are. Yeah. We're approaching the end of this. You gotta stay vigilant, gotta stay on the ball for the next however long it is. But I think, fingers crossed, we've got an end in sight. And boy, I can't wait. It's been a hell of a year.
Because I know for me at least, our grandparents have gotten vaccines so far. And a lot of people are getting them. I know my parents have gotten them. And it's going to start coming here pretty soon. I think quicker, like you said, we talked earlier, they're going to be coming quicker and quicker.
The president said every adult in America supposedly is going to have a vaccine by the end of May or is going to there's going to be one made for everyone by the end of May. I don't know if we're all going to have them, but that's the word on the street right now. If this is done by the end of May, I'll be celebrating. That sounds like a win in my book.
Yeah. So, but yeah, enough doom and gloom. Enough about that. We have a lot of NFL football to talk about. That's why you're here. National Football League. We got tons of news.
You never even talked about the Super Bowl on this show.
We did, and I posted with Aiden, and I still have to find out how to post that episode because I'm still functioning with Zoom a little bit, so I don't know exactly how to put it from Zoom to Anchor. So I apologize.
Drag and drop. I can. You're hearing this in real time. We're troubleshooting here on the Tommy Divine podcast. Tommy, FaceTime me later. Share your screen, and I'll help you out.
But anyway, yeah, so Aiden and I did do a Super Bowl episode, and I was honestly just too upset because I don't really like Tom Brady. So the fact that he won another Super Bowl doesn't really make me happy. So I didn't need another him winning a Super Bowl episode coming from me. But
all right, can we talk a little Super Bowl first?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Because a year ago at this time, the biggest story in sports, besides them not being played, the only sporting events or sporting related things you really had were NFL draft talk and NFL free agency. And the biggest thing of NFL free agency was Tampa Bay. So yeah. 1 year later, obviously it worked out for both sides. But Tommy, after winning the Super Bowl, I think everybody who I've seen at least is kind of unanimously saying Tom Brady's the greatest player of all time. I completely disagree. I don't think he is. I think he is the most overrated player in the history of American sports.
I want to table that for just a few seconds because I actually went back and listened to our podcast from a year ago last year talking about Tampa. And I think both of us agreed unanimously this team was not going to win the Super Bowl and this team was going to be fine. They were going to be a good team. They weren't going to contend for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the year this year, they looked like crap. They really did not look good for most of the regular season.
Well, you remember that game against the Bears on Thursday Night Football. Yeah,
they looked terrible. So the fact that this team was to get its house in order for four straight games and win a Super Bowl, congratulations, Tampa Bay. Like congratulations. You got to host the Super Bowl in your own city. You got to play the Washington professional football team as your first game. And, you know, I think they had one of the easiest roads to the playoffs and the Super Bowl imaginable. It couldn't have been much easier for Tampa and Tom Brady. So,
well, the reason why it was so easy, here's how they won the Super Bowl. Because the entire Kansas City offensive line fell apart.
Exactly.
They didn't have an offensive line.
Exactly.
So they bull rushed Mahomes, and he had to try and pull a rabbit out of his ASS every play. Number two, because they didn't have Jameis Winston throwing an interception every single play. You know, that's the funny thing is this Tampa team has been very talented for a long time. They've had an excellent defense for a couple of years now. They've had these weapons, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, you know, Ronald Jones, all these players they've had. Really, the only new additions are Rob Gronkowski and Mr. Brady. The difference is Jameis Winston is the ultimate gambler. Jameis Winston is not a quarterback who is going to win you a Super Bowl. Jameis Winston is too risky. He's going to win you a lot of games you absolutely have no business winning, and he's going to lose you a bunch of games that you have no business losing. That is not a recipe of a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for about 500. So when Jameis throws 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions, a lot of those touchdowns are going to win you games. A lot of those interceptions are going to lose you games. Tom Brady's a safe quarterback. He's not going to make mistakes. He's experienced. He's old. He knows what he's doing. So you give him a team like that with all those weapons, it makes sense that they were successful.
Well, Godwin won the Super Bowl, though.
I think you have to give all the credit to that defense and to Bruce Arians. That defense really did a remarkable job in these playoffs, shutting down Mahomes and Rodgers and Breeze and Taylor Heineke.
Well, and you know, Godwin and Evans really didn't do much. It was Scotty Miller, who I'm pretty sure is washing my car somewhere. I don't know where he is. And Gronk. I mean, and Gronk had a monster game. I don't know where that performance was. He pulled it out of his ASS. And, I mean, this season for them was great, awesome. You win it in your own city. But everybody's like, oh, they're going to repeat. Oh, they're going to dominate the NFL. I don't know about that. It's hard to repeat in this league. Very hard.
We haven't had a repeat Super Bowl champion in almost 20 years since New England did it.
Yeah. So you look at that, and then you look at this free agency market, which you came on here basically to talk about. It started off with Goff and Matthew Stafford switching places. And then
love that trade for the Rams, by the way.
Very good trade. And then the Colts signed Carson Wentz. I didn't like the move, personally.
I like it. I like it a lot for the Colts. Here's why. So first, this is a low-risk, high-reward move. First, let's look at it from a salary cap perspective. So the Philadelphia Eagles are going to eat most of the cap on the Carson Wentz deal. In fact, the Eagles this season are paying more money for Carson Wentz to go start for the Colts than the Dallas Cowboys are paying for Dak Prescott on his contract this season.
Which Dak signed a $164 million contract yesterday. Jerry Jones paid more for Dak yesterday than he paid for the Dallas Cowboys back when he bought it back in, you know, 1990 he bought the team?
More or less. This one contract is more than Tony Romo made in his entire career.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just crazy how much the league has grown financially and from a viewership perspective. The NFL is more popular than it's ever been. The fact that we're talking about the NFL in March, that's insane. That is unheard of. This is a 7-day a week, 24/7, 365, every day of the year sport. It just is. The NFL is the biggest thing in America.
Well, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. You know, you got NFL Live, you know, NFL Network. I mean, if you wanted to just immerse
Red Zone,
it's a lifestyle. Fantasy, it really is.
Gambling, all of this, it has exploded.
Yeah.
And I think in the last 5 years, we've seen more growth for the NFL than really ever before. The league is just unimaginably huge right now. But that's just the money side of it with the Dak Prescott deal and the Carson Wentz deal. I want to get back to why I love the Carson Wentz deal for Indianapolis. I didn't get to finish that thought.
Yeah.
So first there's that. It's not a big financial risk because he makes a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, if he hits his ceiling, that is a pretty good deal. That's $15 million less than Dak Prescott's going to make on average, 25, I think, ish versus 40. But this coming year, Philly's going to pay more for Wentz than Dallas will for Prescott just year by year. And that's Philly paying for Wentz, by the way, not the Colts. They're holding a lot of this salary on them. So there's the financial implications of it, whereas the Colts aren't really giving a whole lot of money here. Then there's the other side of it, whereas on the field, Wentz had a down year last year. He was terrible. I don't think there's really anybody who's going to tell you otherwise. But I think it's because he had practice squad receivers, turnstiles on the offensive line, bad coaching. He had a second-round quarterback drafted. That messed with his head, the Jalen Hurts pick. I don't blame Carson Wentz for any of this.
And a lot of injuries too for them.
And there were injuries. It was just a mess of a season by the Eagles. I don't think it's all Carson Wentz's fault. And listen, quarterbacks have bad years. Great quarterbacks do. Peyton Manning's fourth season in the league was terrible. Two out of Peyton Manning's first 4 years in the league were very bad. I think it's too early to give up on Carson Wentz because I think the talent is still there. And with the right coach, Frank Reich, I think is the right coach. He had his most success ever with Frank Reich in Philadelphia.
So
this makes a lot of sense. If there is going to be a place where Carson Wentz becomes an elite quarterback again, it's Indianapolis. So if you're the Colts and you need a quarterback with Philip Rivers retired, I think this is a great player to take a chance on because if this works out, the Colts are Super Bowl contenders.
It was funny last year on this podcast. It kind of feels like deja vu because we talked about the Philip Rivers signing and we're talking about how we could have a gunslinger. Gunslinger for Philip Rivers. That wasn't exactly the right word.
Yeah, that wasn't exactly what happened. It turned out his arm was mostly shot and he couldn't really throw down the field anymore. Carson Wentz can throw down the field. That's the thing. He still has an arm. He's 27 or whatever, 28. He's young.
Yeah, that's true. I just, for me, I'm wondering why couldn't we have waited later until some of the dominoes kind of fell into place before we go a week after the Super Bowl and just sign him. That's what I don't understand.
Trade for him. And they didn't give up
or much trade for him. Yeah.
They gave up what, a third round pick this year, and they gave up a future second round pick that could become a first round pick based off of incentives. If he plays 75% of the Colts snaps, then that means it becomes a first round pick for Philly. If he plays less than 75%, then I believe it's still a second round pick. And I think there might've been some other factors in there, but I think that's the main one. So basically, if he's a good quarterback and he doesn't get benched and he doesn't get hurt, it becomes a first round pick. The Colts have to give up to Philly, but I think the Colts would be fine with that, because if he's good, it's going to be a late pick. Probably if he is as good as he was at his peaks in Philadelphia in his best seasons, then this is a team that can make the AFC Championship or Super Bowl. But if he's bad, then you probably keep your first rounder.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have waited. Would you not have waited or not?
Well, but I don't know what you would have waited on. You missed out on Matthew Stafford. That's the only quarterback I thought made a whole lot of sense for the Colts. I mean, none of these free agent players, unless you fell in love with somebody in the draft or you wanted to wait a year and pick up a stopgap guy in free agency like Fitzmagic, then I think you pull the trigger on Carson.
Yeah, I go night and day wondering if that's good or not.
And we're going to have to see.
Yeah, you've convinced me, but you know,
we're going to have to see. Yeah. If there's anywhere where it could work, it's Indianapolis. Chris Ballard is the smartest GM in the league. He knows what he's doing. He wouldn't trade for the guy if he was absolutely washed up. And if any coach can fix him, it's the guy who made him. It's Frank Reich.
Yeah. But just some of them. But yeah, let's go back. I actually want to point out something before we keep talking about free agency. And I side tabled this discussion, but I want to bring it back. You said Tom Brady is not the greatest player of all time. I know we're going back a little bit, but I want
no, to... he's not the greatest quarterback of all time. And okay. That's because it's a style of play. Yeah, he's won a lot, but I think that's because of great defenses and great coaching. You look at it, those Patriots teams were so reliant on their defenses, and this Bucs team was too. Speaking of that, you look at defensive support and other offensive support too. You look at the players around them from a personnel perspective or from a statistical perspective, compare it to Peyton Manning, compare it to Drew Brees, compare it to Aaron Rodgers, honestly, compare it to Mahomes, and Brady just crushes them in all of that. The Patriots were so stacked for so long. It's no wonder they won 6 Super Bowls. And it wasn't because Tom Brady was doing anything spectacular. He was throwing slants and checkdowns, 6-yard passes. He wasn't doing anything insane like Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes. So if you're telling me the best quarterbacks of all time, I think Mahomes and Rodgers are the two. Mahomes, Rodgers, Manning, I think are the three best quarterbacks of all time. But you're talking about the winningest, the most decorated, whatever. Yeah, it's Brady. He's got 7 championships. But I think it all just depends how you define it. Because from a talent perspective, Tom Brady's not the greatest quarterback.
Are you not putting Montana up there with
No, Mahomes? Montana – No, not at all. Montana wasn't super talented. Montana kind of had the same effect as Brady from playing on those talented teams. I'd argue Steve Young was a more talented quarterback than Joe Montana.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know about that.
I think Steve Young was more talented, but they both had the benefit of playing on some stacked 49ers teams. I mean, Peyton Manning dragged some terrible teams to the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers, without him, the Packers fall apart. And Mahomes just does things that you can't teach.
I would argue that pre
Peyton Manning, pre Aaron Rodgers, pre Mahomes, and the generation before, the most talented quarterback was Dan Marino.
Yeah, Marino, I think, could be up there.
Marino and Elway.
But the question is, and before we'll talk more free agency, but if you on my deathbed, as I lie in my deathbed, and you ask me what. Who is the most talented quarterback you've ever seen in your lifetime? If I don't say Patrick Mahomes, pull my plug.
It's Mahomes.
I don't know.
It's Mahomes.
I mean,
yeah.
I hate to go, you know, crazy about Mahomes, but we've talked about it before. I've just never seen another quarterback quite like it. And he wasn't that in the Super Bowl either. He wasn't nearly what he should have been. I think it wasn't his fault. He was injured too.
He was playing with the turf toe and he had half an offensive line. It wasn't his fault. And credit to the Tampa defense for absolutely scheming perfectly in that game. The Tampa defense really did a great job. But, you know, it's unfortunate that at the end of Patrick Mahomes' career, you know, when it's all said and done, I think there's a very good chance that I would call him at the end of his career. He's got a good chance to be the greatest quarterback of all time. People are going to hang this Super Bowl loss, last thing here on the Super Bowl, over his head. They're going to say, but he couldn't beat Brady. He couldn't beat Brady, so he's not the GOAT. It's a team sport. Wins are not a quarterback stat. Quarterbacks help win games, but quarterbacks are not the whole team. So, yeah, his team couldn't beat the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. But when you look more closely, Brady didn't have all that great of a game. He was okay, just threw checkdowns like he always does. And Tampa didn't have an offensive line. Or Kansas City didn't have an offensive line. And the Tampa defense played great. So I think Patrick Mahomes, at the end of all things, is probably the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. Can he be the greatest? It all depends on how you define it. And he's got a long time to prove it.
So, actually, I do want to discuss a couple more things about the Super Bowl. Then we'll stop talking about it.
Sure.
Was that the worst Super Bowl you've ever seen? Because I think it's top five worst for me.
It wasn't a fun Super Bowl. I don't think it was the worst, though.
I think it was pretty terrible.
The halftime show kind of sucked, and I liked the weekend.
Wow. Okay.
I didn't like the halftime show. It was weird. I thought it was weird.
Okay.
I didn't like the when they were on the field and like the choir. That was weird.
That was weird. Okay. That was weird. Yeah, it was weird.
Like I'll see that in my nightmares, I'm sure, one day.
Okay.
But beyond that, from like a kind of bad halftime show, I guess. And I like the weekend. Nothing against him. Just didn't really like the show. It was an okay game. Not really that interesting. It was kind of out of hand for about three quarters. Except I always had a gut feeling like Mahomes is gonna pull something out
here. Oh yeah, yeah. I think that's why people stuck in.
Mahomes can do it. Mahomes, if anybody can do it, it's Mahomes. But
you know, he'll start throwing the
Again, team game. Happened. It's a team game. You need an offensive line to win, and they didn't have that. But the worst Super Bowl I've ever watched was Denver versus Seattle, without a question.
Oh well, yeah, that's the worst. I think that is probably. And then I rewatched the Patriots Bears in '85. That's also a terrible.
Well, that's an ultimate mismatch right there.
Yeah, but I don't know. That was just a weird Super Bowl. There wasn't cameras flashing. It was just a weird. It was like cardboard, a bunch of cutouts. Doctors. It's like
most of the commercials.
Yeah, commercials were fine. Yeah, nothing to slap my knee at. You know,
I liked Drake from State Farm was good.
From State Farm. There's nothing that, in my opinion, that's gonna be the avocados from Mexico commercial, where every animal is getting drafted. And the polar bear gets drafted to Antarctica and all just sitting around and they're like, oh, I've got those from Mexico. And it's like, that's, it's so stupid. It's funny. I don't know. Like it's a great, you can look it up on YouTube. It's a great commercial.
Yeah. Not a great Super Bowl though. In the grand scheme of things. And we talked a little free agency. We talked about the two trades. We both like the Rams trading for Stafford.
Yeah.
I think that makes them a Super Bowl contender. And I think we're not as sold on the Carson Wentz thing. It's entirely possible that he's broken and unfixable, but if it works, it's going to work in Indianapolis. So I think if the Carson Wentz trade works, then the Colts can win a Super Bowl. Let's move on to some other potential trades.
Let's talk
quarterbacks.
Oh, I want to talk about our favorite team, the Houston Texans, and how bad they are.
Yeah, they've certainly messed up things. J.J. Watt is gone. Ever since that DeAndre Hopkins trade, basically ever since the second they blew that 24-0 lead against the Chiefs in the playoffs, this franchise has gone down the toilet. DeAndre Hopkins, gone. J.J. Watt, joined him in Arizona. And guess who's following them out the door? Mr. Watson, the quarterback who I took a little bit longer to come around on than everyone. I was a little skeptical on Deshaun at first. Everybody was anointing him like the next legendary quarterback or something after his rookie season. I'm like, let's pump the brakes here.
Guilty.
I said, let's pump the brakes. Guess what? I pumped the brakes. And then I said, yeah, this guy's really good. He's going to be a great quarterback. And he is a great quarterback. He just had an amazing season. And the Texans only won like four games. He was amazing last season, and that team was terrible. That's why wins aren't a quarterback stat. you could put any quarterback on those Texans and they're not winning more than like five games. That's how good Deshaun was. Like, I don't think people understand that this is a guy who can take a basement dweller team and make them at least kind of competitive. Like, the Texans with any other quarterback aren't competing in almost any game. This is a guy, he dragged them into like relevancy. And they didn't win a whole lot of games, but they were in it for a ton of games they really shouldn't have been in it for just because of this one guy. So the fact that he's going to be traded is going to change the entire league.
The Texans are not going to trade him.
No, they're going to, because you know what Deshaun's going to do? He's just going to say, screw you, I'm not going to play. So they have two choices. They can either sit on their hands and pay a bunch of money to a quarterback who's not going to play, or they can trade him and get some picks.
But Pat,
a lot of picks. Probably an all-time package.
Pat, you're forgetting.
Herschel Walker on steroids.
Pat, you're forgetting something, though. This is the Houston Texans. Okay,
you make a great point.
This franchise is so dumb, and this franchise, okay, is so full of pride in their heart that they would rather eat. They don't want to, you know, they'd rather be like, you know what? Yeah, we'll keep Deshaun. We said we're not going to trade him. Yeah, you're not going to make us eat our words. We're going to sit here and we're not going to trade him. He's going to sit. We're not going to trade him at all. This franchise is so idiotic and so dumb. They traded one of the best receivers in football for no reason, for nobody. Okay. We're talking about a franchise like that. So it doesn't matter. Jets, whoever, you talked about a bunch of teams that need cap space. I don't think it matters to them. I really don't, because I think they are so stupid and they would rather sit, like you said, sit on their hands and do nothing and have Deshaun just sit, because they just want to punish him. They want to punish him. They don't want him to go play for the Jets. No, they don't care. They don't care at all. They're that.
No, I think they're going to end up trading him, and I think they're going to trade him for a king's ransom to somebody, to some team. And whoever gives up everything in the world for Deshaun is going to make a great trade, because this is a guy who's going to win a whole lot of football games for you.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Jets, whether it's the Carolina Panthers, whoever. I think Carolina makes a lot of sense on both sides here. I think you send Teddy Bridgewater and every pick under the sun for Deshaun Watson, and maybe you throw in Christian McCaffrey too.
Whoa. So,
and I think you do that and you don't think twice if you're Carolina. And if you're Houston, you take it and you use all those picks and rebuild your team from the ground up.
So if you're Houston and you get that, and then if that trade's actually allowable, you would be starting off with all those picks. Plus you would have pretty much Teddy Bridgewater and Christian McCaffrey, who, if you had those two players in your offense, you're already able to at least make some noise.
Teddy Bridgewater's not very good. He's not, which is why Carolina's trying to move off him. But with McCaffrey, that's a different story. McCaffrey is a great player. Everybody knows that. I think if you're Houston, you take the best offer available and you trade Deshaun.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and I hope he goes somewhere in place. I really do. I want Deshaun to be happy, and I want him out of my division.
So I want him out of the AFC.
Yeah, I want him in NFC. I want him in the NFC. In Seattle.
Yeah.
I want him in Seattle or Chicago or some other
Carolina. Place.
Carolina, I think whatever.
Carolina makes the most sense. He's a Carolina guy, Clemson guy, makes a lot of sense.
Now, speaking of the NFC, we have a cousin who plays up there, but there's another man who's not happy right now. His name is Russell Wilson.
Unlimited.
And see, he's dating Ciara. How do you pronounce it?
He's married. They're married.
Ciara. They're dating. They're married. He's probably going to get divorced again. Doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. But he's looking to get a divorce from Pete Carroll and the Seahawks. What's going on in Seattle, Pat? Can you describe it for me? Because there's four teams he wants to go to. He wants to go to the Cowboys, which is not going to happen. The Saints, which if they got Russell Wilson, we wouldn't hear the end.
The Saints thing isn't going to happen because they have the least cap space of anybody in the league. They can't afford him.
And then Bears, and then
the Raiders.
Okay, the Raiders.
The Raiders isn't going to happen because it sounds like they like Derek Carr, which is smart because Derek Carr is an affordable quarterback who's also pretty good. I mean, he threw for 4,000 yards. He's a good quarterback.
And let's just say this.
But let's talk about the one team that I think makes a lot of sense for us.
Okay.
Chicago. Chicago makes a ton of sense. Both sides. Number one, his wife wants to move to a more attractive market. Third biggest media market in the country, Chicago, Illinois. He wants to go be the greatest franchise quarterback ever. He thinks he's a top 10 NFL quarterback of all time. I don't agree. I think his ego's too big. You want to know a city that'll really inflate his ego? Chicago. If he gets traded to the Bears, he's going to be hailed as the savior of the city.
Yeah, he will. He will.
And it's true. I really think if Russell Wilson goes to the Bears, that's a team that can win the Super Bowl because they've got the defense for it. They've got weapons. They've got Mooney and Robinson and Tariq Cohen. They've got lots of really
Cohen. Cohen's progression has gone down a little bit. He needs to show us something.
I like Mooney, though. I think he's going to be a good receiver for the Bears. And I really do think, though, that quarterback has been the one thing holding the Bears back. Foles, Trubisky, none of these guys are very good.
Yeah.
Putting Russell Wilson on the Bears, I think, makes them a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, like you said. Yeah.
I think Seattle is going to try their damn hardest to make this work out because you don't just move away from a franchise guy like Russell Wilson just like that, even just because he's expressing some interest in leaving. It's not like Deshaun. Deshaun has 1 foot out the door already. Russell Wilson is expressing some interest in leaving. It kind of sounds like he's not committed to never taking another snap in a Seattle uniform. So if you're Seattle, you try and make this work as best you can. But if it's not going to work, Chicago makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
Yeah. And like you said, Vegas, they already have Derek Carr. And Vegas wasn't that bad last year. So
they fell off at the end of the season.
They weren't really that horrible. So they'll be fine. And they got a really good running game. And then, you know, you take a look at Chicago. I don't know if I can afford Russell being in Chicago because I have too many Bears fans in my life. And I just can't take we got Russell Wilson. Like, I can't take that. But I think it fits perfectly. But it's just like, I don't need, you know, I have too many Bears fans being like, oh, nothing good happens to us. And that's what I need to keep hearing because it's so funny. And I get so much pure entertainment and joy out of listening and all these Bears fans whining. So I can't have Russell Wilson go there, but it'd be fun to watch. It'd be really fun for him to be in a city where he's appreciated. He's near Wisconsin. He's closer to Wisconsin now. He could do some more U of W visits, much closer to, you know, his alma maters in NC State and Wisconsin. So, you know, it makes sense. You know, Ciara wants a bigger market. That's fine. She'll go to Chicago. She'll, you know, be on Oprah. Everything will be fine. Everything will be good. I kind of do want Russ to go to Chicago. That'd be fun. It'd be a good move. But what, you know, what will Seattle do? Could Seattle potentially get Deshaun Watson? That'd be kind of interesting.
That's not going to happen. I don't see them getting moved for each other. I see Deshaun going to a QB needy team. I don't think Russell Wilson's going to end up getting traded. I do think Deshaun Watson's going to get traded.
Well, I know Deshaun will eventually, but man, I'll be honest, man, the Texans are so stupid. They will like literally be like, what's the best plan of action? We're not going to accept any trades. You know,
yeah, they're going to send him for like a bag of McDonald's from Tennessee.
Yeah. You know, they'll use something stupid, you know, and Tennessee, another talking about Tennessee. Are they a team that needs a quarterback, you know, with Tannehill?
No, not at all. No, Tannehill had a great season last year. Tannehill is sneaky. One of the best quarterbacks in the league. His progression since leaving Miami has been incredible. That's the Adam Gase effect, which is why I think Sam Darnold can still be a good quarterback because Adam Gase is a type of coach who sucks the life out of any quarterback around him. That's how awful he is. But Tannehill's been great recently. Tannehill had a great season. I'm totally in on Tannehill. I didn't think I would be. I thought it was an awful contract at the time. He proved me wrong. Tannehill had a really good year. I'll admit it. I was wrong about Tannehill.
Yeah, I probably have to take that one with you because I'm the same way. And, you know, RJM came on this show and he said, Tannehill is this and that. And we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to steady. But, you know, they got to the playoffs. They lost to Baltimore, I believe, right?
They won the division. Yeah.
They did win the division, but they only lost, or they only won the division because the Colts did not have Buckner in week 12.
Because the Colts choked in Pittsburgh is why.
Well, yeah, that too. But we tend to forget that. But speaking of RJM, I want him on the show sometime. I actually, he put out a new show. I'm going to do free promo for his show because he hasn't had an episode in 75 years. So it's good that he's back. You were on his return show, right? You were on his return show. And he just brought off a new episode of MLS Kits. They don't call them they don't call them packages or uniform, you know, selections. Oh, they're kits. And so him and Emma Watson, also of Bloomington, talk about MLS Kits. Very interesting stuff. And I want to take time here at the end because I want to talk about the uniform swap that we are doing. I know you're doing it with Reed, and I'm going to give you a uniform. And I'm going to give you a hint on the uniform. There is a team we talked about in this podcast that the uniform is from.
Ooh, all right. So it's going to be one of who? Let's list off the teams you talked about. The Colts, the Texans, the Titans, the Saints, the Bears, the Bucks, the Kansas City Chiefs, Carolina Panthers. The Jets.
And let's just say this guy is Cowboys, a legend. Eagles. This guy is a legend, I think. Maybe.
All right. Hey.
We'll see.
I'm excited to find out. Sounds this like should fun.
Be pretty good.
A legend, but, a Hall of Famer?
I think he is. Maybe.
I think know who you're talking about.
I don't know.
Before we're done here, Tommy, let's run through the top 10 free agents on NFL.com. Or not okay. 10 of them. I'll give you 10 free agents. And we'll give them 10 different landing spots. Okay.
Okay.
First one, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Boy, let's see. Terrible franchises. Carolina? No, not Carolina. Man, I don't even know. What would you think?
I'm going to go New England.
Okay, very interesting move. I'm going to go
New England. New England drafts a quarterback in the first round, and I think they – pick up Fitz too. I think Fitz is their starter early, and by the end of the season, they're starting a rookie.
Okay. Yeah. The Fitz effect. I like that in New England.
Where do you think the fit is for Fitz?
Oh man. Good. Now Chicago will be with, does he stay in Miami?
I don't think so. I think they're going in with Tua, or they're going to trade for Deshaun.
Man, I mean, it depends if the Texans trade Deshaun, because I could see maybe Fitzpatrick going to Houston. Maybe if that happens. I don't know.
All right, next That's player. Hard
to be, yeah.
Next player, Jameis.
Jameis will not be a backup much longer. I think out of any team, I think Jameis ends up going to San Francisco.
Really? You think they're going to get off of Jimmy G? Where do you think Jimmy G goes?
I think Jimmy G can go back to New England.
That makes a lot of sense. There have been some rumors about that Jimmy G goes back to New England. I don't know if they're going to do it. That seems like a pretty big trade. And I think Jimmy G can win if he's healthy in San Francisco. We took him to a Super Bowl. I don't think they're going to move off him quite yet unless they can get Deshaun Watson. I don't think they'd move off of him for Jameis. I think Jameis stays in New Orleans if Drew Brees retires.
And here's the other thing, too. That New Orleans could be for him. But also, we talked about last year, and I'll bring it up again, Jameis to New England. Is that not a
– Yeah, that could make some sense, too, if they really do want to move off of Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's talk about Cam Newton. Where do you think he goes?
Okay, so they need new workers down at the Papa John's. So I was thinking he could cook – maybe a Meat Lover's Pizza for me tomorrow. I'm not sure. But besides the Papa John's gig for Cam Newton, I'm thinking at this role, he's got to be a backup. He's not starting anywhere, I don't think. Let me hear you first.
I think he could start for the Washington football team. Go back with Ron Rivera.
Oh, okay. Okay, because Alex Smith.
Alex Smith got cut, and Alex Smith was not very – Alex Smith, it's a miracle he's still – walking, let alone alive and playing football. Everything there is a miracle with the whole injury. But man, he was terrible. He was just not good. And that's not his fault. He just shouldn't be playing football anymore. He's not a starting quarterback anymore.
So Cam Newton's an upgrade. You think Cam and Ron Rivera run it back in Washington?
I think so. And I think Washington can win the division if Cam New England really had awful skill position players last year. They were absolutely a barren cupboard. And that's why they weren't really successful in 2019 either in Brady's last season. I think Cam to Washington is better than Cam in New England.
Yeah.
New England's got to get some better skill position players, and then maybe things will work out. We'll see. Big draft this year for the Pates. Pates. It's called the Pats Pates. And the Patriots.
The Cameron the Pates. Pates. Yeah. The Cameron Pates.
All right, player number four, Juju Smith-Schuster. Where does he go?
Juju Smith-Schuster. It'd be nice if the Colts could nab him, but I don't see that.
I don't think the Colts are going to go after him. I think he stays in Pittsburgh. I think they extend him.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd want him too with his TikTok antics.
Oh yeah, that's pretty annoying. Yeah, doing the whole. Oh, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, if I like that or not. But yeah, I'd say Pittsburgh or I don't know. Maybe New England. They want to get some
maybe
more receivers.
They could use a receiver. They could really use a receiver.
Yeah, very much.
All right, let's talk about Trent Williams, the offensive tackle, probably the best tackle in the league. He's a free agent.
Oh, baby. Papa, come home to Indianapolis. Let's get that offensive line.
The Colts have lots of cap space and a hole at left tackle. This makes a lot of sense. But Chris Ballard hates getting into bidding wars. He won't overpay for anyone. That is his principles. So unless he can get him on a nice deal, that's not happening.
Pat, can you hear the Sam Cooke? Bring it on home to me. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, this would be a perfect fit in Indianapolis. But I think the price tag might be too high for Chris Ballard. They want to save some money and extend guys like Darius Leonard and Quentin Nelson, Braden Smith. I think he ends up going to Jacksonville because they have holes everywhere and tons of money to spend. He wants to go protect Trevor Lawrence.
All right. I like that too.
All right. Player number six. I'm just going through picking 10 random players who I think are pretty interesting. How about T.Y. Hilton?
As my friend said, T.Y. needs to be a lifelong Colt. We have to find a way to stay with T.Y. T.Y. is going to stay in Indianapolis, and I believe that's where he ends up. What do you think?
I think he stays with the Colts too. Next player, how about Rob Gronkowski?
Gronk's going to stay in Tampa Bay, my guy. That's where he's staying. He's not going anywhere else. Him and Tom are having too much fun. Or he retires. I don't know.
I think it's either retirement and pro wrestling or he goes back to Tampa. I agree.
Yeah.
Next player, how about Richard Sherman?
Richard Sherman. That's an interesting thought and an interesting player. I want to hear your take first on this.
I think Indianapolis makes a lot of sense. The Colts have a lot of cap space. They would like veterans. Sherman would probably like to try and run it back and win another ring. The Colts are championship contenders. They could use another cornerback. I think Richard Sherman makes sense.
Yeah. Throughout the whole league, I'm not exactly sure. I haven't gone and breaking it down of who really needs a cornerback, who doesn't. Indianapolis sounds like a good fit. You're talking about veteran leadership in the locker room, especially with young guys like Leonard and all those players on defense, DeForest Buckner. And Richard Sherman's always a good player to have in the locker room. He's a feisty, smart individual, knows what he's doing, has that experience in Super Bowls, is a champion. So, I think Indianapolis would be a great fit for him. I'd welcome him with open arms.
All right, here's one. Von Miller.
Von Miller. Goodness. Can we say maybe?
Well, here's the thing with Von Miller first. I'm going to say the thing with Von Miller. He's probably going to get released. He's not an official free agent. But with the way the cap is shrinking, odds are Von Miller is going to be a free agent.
Does Denver try to find a way to keep him? I think he stays in Denver, right? I just don't think Elway lets him go.
Denver's gonna cut him. That's the thing, because of cap. That's my expectation. Yeah. He's not an official free agent, but I just want to talk about 10 players who I think will be free agents. He's probably going to get cut by Denver to free cap space.
What do you think likely spot for him?
I'm going to say Tampa Bay. He's going to go try and win a championship because I think Shaq Barrett's going to command a bigger contract in free agency.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong.
He's a downgrade on Shaq Barrett. He's a downgrade to Shaq Barrett, who I think is going to leave because I don't think they have money to pay Lavonte David and Chris Godwin and Shaq Barrett. That's three players who are going to command a lot of money.
Miller is still a beast, though.
He's good, but Shaq Barrett's better, and that's the 10th player I want to talk about. Where do you think Shaq Barrett goes?
Shaq Barrett, I think at the end of the day, Tampa Bay has to sit down and say, hey, listen, this guy is a franchise player. We have not had a defensive presence like this guy since Warren Sapp. You have to keep that man in Tampa as long as you humanly can. And I think that's where it's going to end up. I think he's going to end up in Tampa Bay. I think he stays.
I think he's going to be a New England Patriot. Ugh. I think New England's going to go after him because New England has a lot of cap space. I think they go after him. I think it's a good fit on that Bill Belichick defense. How about player number 11? Here's one we didn't get to, but I would like to talk about. Actually, we'll do two more. Aaron Jones. Where do you think Aaron Jones goes?
So I like Aaron Jones. I think he's a good back. But you know who really could use a back? Jacksonville.
No, I don't think so. They've got James Robinson. He was good.
You need more of a tougher, more physical back. James Robinson is more of a speedy guy, kind of outside a little bit. I think Jacksonville could be in the running for Aaron Jones.
I disagree. I think the New York Jets, or he just re-signs with Green Bay. I think Green Bay is going to be the team, though. All right, last player, Bud Dupree.
Bud Dupree. I mean, what do you think? What do you think? I'll let you go first on this one.
I'll go the Jets. The Jets have a lot of cap space, a lot of money to spend. I think this new front office with the Jets is going to be a lot less prone to giving out big contracts to guys who don't deserve them, but they still have to swing for the fences occasionally. They're never going to give out another Le'Veon Bell contract. They got spurned on that one. But Bud Dupree seems like a guy kind of fits their timetable. He helps their defense get a lot better right now. Everyone knows they need it. So I'm going to say New York Jets.
Yeah, I'll go with you, the Jets, on that. You convinced me on that. I like that. And one more free agent I want to discuss. Adam Vinatieri. Where do we think he signs?
I think he's done. Unfortunately, I think he's done.
I'm kidding around. But, Pat, thank you for joining us. I know we can catch you. Well, I listened to last year's pod at this time, like I said before. And you said the Patrick Felt show was coming. We never have gotten that. So,
well, that never happened. Ended up becoming nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. So we're not going to plug that, but we are going to plug the First and 10.
Yeah. First and 10 is my show. I got a little busy with other stuff.
Yeah. So First and 10.
Yeah.
And you guys taking a little hiatus. There's no Big Ten football right now, but there is FCS football going on, which is pretty fun so far.
Yeah. I haven't really gotten to watch much, but I know North Dakota State lost, which is a big deal.
Yeah, a lot of good games, a lot of Northern Iowa, Southern Illinois beat North Dakota State the other day. So a lot of fun games in the FCS, man. We got college basketball, FCS, a lot of fun stuff going on. So, and check out the First and 10, check out the RJM. Obviously, check out my podcast, all on the Anchor platform and network. And Pat, it was so much fun to be back with you, man. And I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks so much for having me on. Take care.
Bye-bye.